best.
Jay and Dave, on air weekdays and online now at cfmmackay.com.au.
Who you ask? Ask your kids. CFM.
Yeah, morning to you, Jay and Dave, for breakfast. As we go for that top 28, just another mention, as Naomi spoke about in the news.
Yeah.
The highway just near the Hay Point turnoff has been reduced down to one lane.
Right. Okay, fair enough.
Travelling through town, just take it easy through there.
Okay, now... We had a conversation about this yesterday. This was just an absolute laugh. The best dunking biscuits for your hot drink, okay? You're having your tea, you're having your coffee in the morning. You know, what do you dunk with it? Because...
What's the biscuit of choice? Because, you know, Australia's biggest morning tea is on Friday, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Out at Council Chambers on Gordon Street.
Mm.
There's going to be a lot of dunking. But we couldn't decide on which biscuits people use mostly to dunk their biscuits
in. Back in the day, when you used to have your coffee or your tea and everything, you used to go around your parents', grandparents' place and they'd make you a tea. They'd give you a biscuit. But it was always those cream-filled ones. Remember those? Like the assorted ones? And you dunk it in and half of it stays in the cup.
I know somebody who uses a Anzac cookie, breaks it up, dunks bits of Anzac cookie in the coffee and eats it that way.
Nothing wrong with that. I mean, a lot of people like Tim Tams with their coffee for obvious reasons.
Well, if you tell us what biscuit, what is the best biscuit to be dunking for, you know, in your hot drink, whether it's coffee or tea or whatever.
What do you go with?
Whatever's going. Whatever biscuits being dished up, is that all right? We're talking about the best biscuits to dunk in your drink.
Yeah, beer carons.
Tomorrow is Australia's biggest morning tea with the council on the council lawns on Gordon Street in Mackay. And we wanted to know what biscuits you would be dunking.
Okay, the biscuit of choice for Bev. What is it, Bev?
It was Tim Tams and you just dunked them. But then my daughter and law showed me you bite the corner off diagonally on either side of the Tim Tam.
Really?
And then you put one corner in and you suck through the other like a straw.
Wow.
And it sucks all the chocolate up through the middle.
If you're a chocolate fan, that would be absolute heaven for you, wouldn't it?
Yep. Really nice.
So what do? You cut the ends of the corners off and then suck it through?
Yeah, like a straw diagonally across the Tim Tam.
Now, I've heard it all. I've heard it all. All right, Bev, thank you.
No worries.
See you later. Jeez. Sam, what's your biscuit for you there?
Yeah, butter snaps, just as you've opened them, because sometimes they go, when you have them for a little bit long, they go soft. So, yeah. And I hate the bit at the end. Some people love the bit with all the gooey, yucky, flaky stuff in the bottom of the cup. I can't eat that.
Yuck. That's disgusting. Yeah. That's like soggy Weet-Bix.
Mm.
Yeah, I know. I know people that love that sort of stuff.
Oh,
no, okay. No. don't get them out of your life, Sam.
It's
seriously.
Like, it's like chewing on a biscuit after your baby has been sucking on it for the last 3 days. Yuck. What biscuit will you be dunking in your hot drinks? Tomorrow, Council Chambers on Gordon Street are celebrating Australia's biggest morning tea.
Yeah, and Terry Muscat from the Cancer Council Queensland is joining us now. Terry, let's face it, we were talking about this earlier. Mm. The biscuits, what do you dunk in your coffee?
I would probably have to say chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, yum. Or a Tim Tam would go down nicely, though, too, I would say.
Tim Tams in your cup of tea, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
I've never heard anyone actually say an iced Vovo.
No. Oh, no, I think it's the coconut would fall through all through your drink and stuff.
Yeah. But tomorrow for a good cause. Now, what time is this happening outside of Council Chambers there, Terry?
It starts at 11:30 and goes to 1:30 or until food runs out, whichever happens first.
Okay, Jay, you're not allowed up there, okay? We want it to last a little while longer than 5 minutes.
So how much does it cost and how can the public get involved?
Well, it's only a gold coin donation, so we just ask that, you know, make a small donation, and anybody's invited, so you just come on down, have a cup of tea, and join us and just find out a little bit more about what Australia's biggest morning tea is all about.
Great work. Thank you very much for chatting to us this morning there, Terry. Now, make sure you get down there and support that tomorrow morning.
Bring your own Tim Tams. I don't think they've got the fancy ones there.
Anyway, and you can dunk them all your life. I only just found out about that. We had somebody post on our wall saying, we can't believe that you guys only just found out about the Tim Tam straw.
Well, we'd like to know, think we know everything, but we don't, obviously, with the Tim Tams.
We're hiding under a rock for that occasion. Yeah. I want to bring up a new segment.
Okay, what sort of segment are we talking about here?
It's called Grumpy Jay.
Grumpy Jay?
Grumpy Jay.
That's not that often. Is it like once every 6 months or so, is it? Is this actually the segment that's going to happen?
No, it's funny you say that because there's some people who are out there that says that I am a grumpy person in general.
Oh, really? Who says that about you?
Quite a few people, actually.
Really?
Well, I don't think I'm grumpy at all, but I just want to take on the Grumpy Jay thing if I can.
Yeah, okay,
just
go
get off
it.
My things that do actually make me grumpy.
Yeah.
All right? Number one, can somebody please tell me why Facebook has actually moved the birthday notifications from the top of the bloody Facebook page
right
down to the bottom of the page? I've missed three birthdays in the last 2 days, and I look like a really inconsiderate person and friend.
Okay, when did that happen?
Or the new timeline thing that they've just brought out for Facebook. It's ridiculous.
Really?
It's made me a fool, and I'm grumpy about it.
Geez, nothing really sets you off that much, does it?
Can somebody also tell me why the rubbish man insists on emptying my rubbish bin and putting it on my driveway? That way I have to get out of my car and move the bin to drive into my driveway when I get home from work. Please.
Wow.
Why does that happen? And while I'm on a race, why the hell does Australia Post always put a little piece of paper in my letterbox saying, hey, you come down and see us, we've got a parcel for you.
Yeah.
Why can't they just leave the parcel at my front door?
Well, that's a security thing. I know that reason why.
But they've just double-handled it. So they've gone and put a thing in my post box saying, hey, you need to go and pick up your parcel. Then I have to pick up that thing and go, okay, I've got a parcel. I have to drive to Australia Post, and then the person has to go and get it for me.
Maybe they're just lonely and they need people to come and visit them once in a while. What's wrong with that?
Grumpy Jay.
CFM's Request Fest.
Thanks to Quest, the best accommodation in Mackay.
That's Saturday at IBO Park. All right, our Request Fest. We love doing this. Seriously, it's a lot of fun, and you get to tell us what songs to play after 8.
Yeah, okay, 13, 20, 7, 10. Let's go straight to Kay. Kay, which one are you going to go with?
I'm Working Class Man by Jimmy Barnes, because it's for my dad.
Oh.
He's a working class man.
Can I just ask you, Kay, is your old man a sugar cane farmer, and he gets out there with the singlet, with the permed mullet, and starts singing the song as well?
No. My dad passed away a long time ago, but he always wore his blue singlet and his shorts, and he worked for the council, so...
Oh, he's a working class man still.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, I kind of, every time I hear that, I think of my dad.
All right, Kate, we'll leave it with us. We might be able to get that on the air after 8 o'clock this morning, and you could win yourself some accommodation at the Quest Apartments, okay?
Thanks very much, love.
Anytime. Have a great day. Dave, what song are you trying to get on the air, mate?
How about a bit of One Night in Bangkok?
Oh,
Murray. That is a beauty. I've not heard that since the 80s.
I love that song.
That's a fantastic song. Did you end up going to see the musical?
No, not into the musicals, mate.
It was from Chess, by the way, too.
All right.
Yeah, that's right, yes.
Yep. It could get on the air after 8. Thank you very much for your call, Dave.
Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work.
See you later.
I can even tell you what year they came from, too.
Did you say Chess?
Yeah, Chess. Yeah, that's what it's from. The musical.
Okay, I was going to say Murray Head.
Yeah.
I don't even know the words.
No, the world's your oyster. I know that's in there too.
After 8 o'clock, our Request Fest for Quest. Winning yourself a night's accommodation as well.
Yeah, at the Quest Mackay on Gordon or the Quest Mackay, the best accommodation in Mackay. It's to the value of 240 clams. On Saturday, the kids can get to meet Jamie Wincup and our next guest, Craig Lowndes. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, that he can't do with a V8 supercar. G'day, Craig.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Bit kind on the words, but thank you. Looking forward to coming up.
I tell you what, this is a big occasion, not just for everyone in town, but Autobahn and yourselves as well.
Well, it is, yeah. We have a connection through the race team and personally through Autobahn, and of course, it's nice to come back to Mackay. I've been there a couple of times, over the last couple of years, through other connections of RSPCA and everything else. So it's nice to come back. To reopen the Autobahn store. Jamie and I are looking forward to getting up there and meeting as many people as we can as they come out and show their support as well.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. How long, Craig, I mean, when people get into their different industries, whether it be TV, radio, media, or just, everyday jobs, sometimes you're really gifted at it, sometimes you're not. Clearly you're gifted at motor racing. How long have you been racing for in general, firstly?
In general, I actually started racing go-karts at the age of 9, so I'm just about to turn 40 this year, so for me it's been a long time, but it's been a great career. We've been basically through go-karts, Formula Ford, other categories, got into V8, spent a little bit of time in Europe racing Formula 3000. For me it's been a great career of being able to do a lot of many different vehicles, many different countries, different tracks, and still loving it.
Now, you were down at the Melbourne GP to kick off the season. Obviously, they're a V6 these days. And you've obviously seen the new cars, the open wheelers. Is there any chance you would try and go for one of those?
Well, that was my whole reasoning of going to Europe back in 97 is to try and follow that dream of getting to Formula One. And I lived in Graz in Austria for 12 months. My teammate was Juan Pablo Montoya, who went on to drive Formula One, has done NASCAR. I think he's just about to jump back into IndyCars. So that was definitely at the focus and the dream back then. But now, as I said, my age is against me. And of course, watching the Daniel Ricciardo's now in Formula One, you know, Mark Webber was such a great talent for it. And really, it's great to see the Australian influence in a lot of many different sports, not only just Formula One, but MotoGP, and of course NASCAR with Marcus Ambrose. So it is great to see, Australians all around the world doing some fantastic things.
Okay, just a yes or no answer. This is what I want to know from Craig Lowndes. Mm. Okay. Have you ever stalled a car?
Of course. Oh,
completely. And something that I definitely have done that and still, unfortunately, today, still do that. Like, it's one of those, that's probably the horrible or the most nerve-wracking thing of any race driver is getting a race car off the start line without stalling it.
Well, you'll be happy to know that, Craig, that Jay's actually stalled an automatic once.
Look, you can't be perfect at everything, and I know you're a good driver, but just tell us, other than the stalling thing, just tell us, there has to be one thing when it comes to cars that you are not good at, Craig.
Not good at. Well, the disappointing part, I think, for other people is I'm actually a qualified motor mechanic. So, I'm just trying to think. Probably the only thing that I hate doing is changing spare wheels because normally I have a pit crew for that.
Well, there is another thing that you're not good at with a V8 supercar, and that's making out in the back seat because there is none.
That's true.
Well, very true. Now it's our fuel tank.
There's a lot of fire in that tank, let me tell you. But there's people in Mackay that don't know how to use their indicators as well as what we should be. That's the education that we're trying to give Mackay people over time. But certainly we can find out a lot more this Saturday now that it's at live at Autobahn Greenfields. Craig Lowndes, Jamie Wincup joining us this morning. And, of course, you can win one of Craig Lowndes' shirts themselves. We'll tell you how you can do that coming up in just a moment. Craig Lowndes, thanks for joining us, mate.
No worries. Thank you very much, guys. I'm looking forward to meeting everyone up there on this Saturday.
It's Batman's 75th anniversary today. Well, actually, all year. DC Comics giving him a whole birthday year instead, a birth year. Because let's face it, the Caped Crusader, he's earned it. He's 75 years old.
And he's still powering on.
Along with Robin. And they're still causing mischief wherever they go. These days they live in a nursing home.
We join the Cape Crusader at the old person's home when lunch is about to be served.
Holy colostomy bag, Batman. They're serving prunes again.
No, Robin, that won't do. To the Batmobility scooter.
Hey, well, what did you say?
I said, to the Batmobility scooter.
Oh, okay. No need to get your knickers in a twist.
Well, this looks like a nice place.
Holy two fat ladies, Batman. It's bingo time.
We best tread carefully, Robin.
What? What did you say?
Well, you do shut up. I'm trying to concentrate.
Right, lady. I'll put you back in your place. Oh, crap. There goes my hip again.
Holy medical bracelet, Batman. I'll call for the Batmedics.
You know this, but I think it's about time that I let the rest of the world know. Ladies, you can breathe a sigh of relief. I'm off the market.
Wow.
There's going to be cheering in the streets tonight.
I can just hear the collective sound of thousands of hearts breaking.
You're right.
Right across Mackaywood Sunday. So who's the lucky fella?
Settle down.
Just kidding.
Her name's Karen. She's unfortunately, it's going to be one of those long-distance relationships because she's based in Sydney, but she comes up here on a regular basis.
So why did you have to recruit out of Mackay?
Oh, there was no, it wasn't that at all. It was more the fact that everything just felt so natural between us, you know. We found each other and just went from there, and we've been sort of texting and phone calls for the past 6 months, but let's say the last month, it's really started to come together, and she's been up here a couple of times, and yeah.
How have you met each other? How did you meet?
We met online. Okay. There's nothing wrong with that in this day and age, okay?
I'm not saying a word.
Okay, so I'm not going to say exactly how we met online. There's nothing sorted, by the way.
Wow.
It's nothing like
We're
that.
We're treading into dangerous territory, I can feel it.
But she's already, you know what? The big L word has already been bandied about too.
Really?
After a month.
No, that's too soon.
Yeah, see, I thought so too.
You can't say the word love in the first month.
But you know what? It actually just feels like I'm going to miss her every time she goes away. So, yeah.
Let's ask, 13-27-10, how long did it take you to say love to your partner?
Yeah, okay, fair enough, because it usually takes me a long, long time.
You've said it to her?
We've both said it to each other, actually.
After a month.
I know.
Wow.